Good morning and welcome into Mile High Magazine. Every Sunday morning we gather here just to have discussions about all kinds of things. And I'm Murphy Houston and I look forward to it each Sunday, and today is no exception. I've got Ken Pieski, who's the Vice President of Golf for the Disabled. Hey Ken, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, and as we said together before I started the conversation we're doing now, yes, I like to play a lot of golf like you do, Ken, as that's why I'm very excited to talk about what is golf for the disabled. So what is it? I saw some pictures online, and some of the stuff you're doing is fabulous.
Yeah, and what happened in 1989, Nan Woolbert, a registered nurse, had a severe head injury, and she was looking for some recreational activity to improve her concentration and balance. And that's exactly how she started, and it started with golf for fun.
Oh.
And over the 35 years, we changed it to the golf for the disabled because more disabled people came. So it started over 35 years, you know, where people local came, and I got involved probably about 10 years ago because I was over at Broken Tee, that's where we have it, and I was pitching, and this guy had a stroke, and he was walking over, dragging his foot and his arm, and he said, "Can you help me?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "What do you need?" He said, "Well, you pitch pretty good. Can you teach me that?" And I said, "Yeah." I saw he tried to help him.
Yeah.
He said, "Come on over here." So I went over, and that's how I got involved.
Well, you wonder how things happen, don't you, Ken? Here you are, nice guy helping a guy out, and now you're doing a great job for many, many years.
Yeah, so it's we've changed a lot since 10 years because they had one cart, and so the president at that time said, "Ken, you know, we need some money to buy a new cart." So, you know, I played football pits. So I went to a game one time, and my friend that I played with, I stayed at his house, and he worked for Merrill Lynch, and he said, "Ken, I got this woman on the phone for you." I said, "What?" Excuse me. Yeah, and I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "Just talk to her." So I talked to her. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I work with disabled people, vets and non-vets, and we have these carts. We have one cart. We got to buy some more carts for people because more people are coming." And she sent me $20,000
to
buy carts for the people.
Well, good for her.
And then, you know, one guy, it was raining in Pittsburgh because I played a pit, I told you. And
yeah,
I had to buy a hat because it was raining so bad to watch the game. And this guy said, looked at my fingers. He said, "Well, where'd you get those fingers?" I said, "I played." He said, "For Penn State?" I said, "No, I played for Pitt." He said, "When?" I said, "In the 70s. He said, "What's your name?" I said, "Ken." He said, "Ken Pieski." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I know you."
Oh.
I said, "You know me?" And they were walking out, and his wife said, "Hold on, Ken," because they asked me what I did.
Yeah.
And she pulled a $100 bill and gave it to me. So I came back, gave it to the president. Yeah, I said, "Here's money for you guys. Do what you want to do." So, and then unfortunately he had cancer and he died, and they voted me as the president, and it's like, oh geez, here we go.
Here we go. Now I'm in charge. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, let me ask you now, do you work with people with all disabilities and ages for golf for the disabled?
Yeah, there's, you know, every year people turn over, but, last year, the year before, we had about seven kids coming. We had to teach them how to play golf. And one woman came down. I said, she wanted to vet me. And I said, "Okay, come on." And I said, "First, before we hit a ball, let's sit down and talk." I said, "What do you want to do in life?" She says, "I want to play golf with my mother."
Oh.
So I said, "Okay, that's a great thing to do." She had cancer. She was autistic and all that stuff. So we started putting, and all of a sudden, I guess she's now playing golf at school now. So, you know, as we go over people that come, like there was a blind guy, a vet came, and he said, "I don't know how to play golf." I said, "Okay, well, let's see what happens." And he said, "Would you ever play with blind people?" I said, "Well, I'm blind in one eye." He said, "Really?" I said, yeah, but I told him there's a guy in California that teaches adaptive golf for the PGA. And Wilshire guy told me, said, come, Ken, come and do this, because I was working with PGA Hope. And I was sitting there, and the guy said, how many have a PGA card? And everyone put their hand except me. And he said, well, everything you've learned, forget it, because adaptive golf is all different.
Oh.
Because everybody's different, you know?
Sure.
So that's what we have to do. We have to, like, there's a community service up in Lakewood that worked with disabled people. And so she said, well, I want to come down with 18 people. I said, wait a second.
18?
You got to get, yeah. And I said, you have to tell me some things about these people. Where do they, are they wheelchair bound? Are they right or left? And can they communicate and all that stuff? Because, you know, when they come in, we have to sit down with them and see how they're doing.
Sure.
And what they do. Because a guy with PTSD, you got to talk nice to them and stuff like that. And then the VA sends 20 people over, because I used to do it at the PGA golf. And these vets said, well, you know, we only come for five weeks. And I said, well, come to my clinic. We do it on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so the VA came over and vetted over broken teeth. You know broken teeth?
Sure. I know what broken teeth is.
Yeah. So they came over and I had to drive them around. They looked in the bathroom to see if a wheelchair can go in and all that stuff.
Sure, so they do.
So now for the last 10 years, she's been sending vets over, you know, in wheelchairs and blind people and
wow.
all that stuff. So
what a challenge.
Yeah, we take a lot of disabilities, and this year we did an expo, and a lot of kids came over, so they may come down.
Oh, that's great. That's great stuff. So, do you do most of your work at Broken Tee?
Yeah, because we looked at a couple places to do it, but that's probably the best place, because you can putt, you can on the range, you can shift, you know, so there's a lot of room to do that.
Right, right.
And it's the best one in the city, because there's a lot of place to practice.
Sure there is. It's a big place. It's a great location over there. By the way, we're talking with Ken Pieski, who's the Vice President of Golf for the Disabled. Now, you talked about equipment earlier, getting equipment, people were helping you. Do people need their own equipment? Can you help them get something going if they want to get involved with you?
Well, we ask if you were coming on, I'd ask you if you golfed before.
Okay.
And if you said yes, I said, do you have clubs? And they, yes, okay. And then if you say, no, I haven't golfed, and you have clubs, then I ask, are you righty or lefty, and have you golfed before? Because I just, this weekend, there's a PGA pro that I know, and he buys golf clubs and cleans them up and sells them. So I went over to his house, and I said, look, I'll buy some clubs here, because our clubs are old, you know, their handles are breaking and all that stuff. So for 25 years, Dick Hartman, a PGA pro, used to teach adaptive golf. And those clubs have been there for 25 years.
Yeah.
So I bought about $300 of clubs to this day. But, you know, from people that contribute, I'm going to buy new clubs this year. So that's what we're going to try to do this year, because last year we had every year we have to sit down and say, what do we need?
Sure you do.
And last year we needed another cart, because more people in wheelchairs came. And so we bought another cart last year. This year we need clubs. And then this woman who's going to bring 18 people, I was scratching my head saying, oh my goodness gracious, what am I going to do if they're all wheelbound drunk? You know, because
sure.
I don't have enough carts. So I'm getting rid of one cart. There's two carts. There's a solo cart and a paragolfer. And this gentleman that does first tee.
First tee.
He called me and said, yeah, he said, you have a cart? And I said, well, I'm getting rid of these solar carts. And he said, oh my God, I have a girl down in Pueblo who wants to play golf in high school. I said, well, if she can use it, we'll donate it to her. And so right now we're trying to get some batteries to put it in, because it's a terrible cart. So we're giving it to her. We donated that. And then there's 16 courses around Denver that has our other carts that we donated to. So
that's a
this
lot.
Last year we had to buy paragolfers because the solo riders were just too hard to take, because
sure.
you have to ride it every week and fill the battery, and they die, and $700 to replace them. And so we bought these other carts that stand up and play from them. They're great because I don't have to ride them every week, and the batteries are great and all that stuff. So, and it's like a wheelchair that you ride, and you push a button, it stands you up.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's neat. So, Ken, I'm wondering here, you talk about all this equipment. You need clubs, you need carts. None of that is cheap. I play golf. I understand the cost. Can people help out? Do you take donations? How do you get your money?
Well, we have I can't give you the names because they want to be anonymous. You know, she said sure. they called me and said, we want to donate. I said, oh, really? Why? She goes, well, you know, we want to make an impact. I said, well, you know, we're a small little non-profit thing, and then if you want to impact us, yeah, we'll take your money. So she donated, and I said, and then there's a Lilith Foundation. They donated us money. I have some football players that I played with donate money. Let's see, who else donated? Oh, Janice donated money, not last year, a year before.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So, and then the VA this year gave us a grant.
Oh.
So we every year we have to ask people for money, but I don't like that. Like, if you gave me money this year, I don't want to ask you this year. I'll ask you next year because
oh,
I want to keep bugging people.
That's smart. That's smart. So, Ken, let me ask you, do you have a web page where people can get more information, or on the webpage, can they donate money to help you?
Yeah, golfforthedisabled.org.
Golf, the number four. That's right. Golf, the number four, the disabled.
Yeah.
Golf for the disabled.
You can see there's a donate button there. So you can do that. Or you can, we put a GoFundMe page on. Last year, I had new board members. He said, do that. I said, okay, then do that, because I don't know how to do that. So anyway, the kid did that. And so we're trying to do it more.
Sure.
You know, new than just calling people.
Well, that's a good thing, Ken. You're doing a great job. Congratulations on what you're doing. Golf is a great sport, and everybody should be able to play it, young and old alike, disabled or not. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the MS people come. They come with wheelchairs. And I told the woman, I said, well, do they think they want to go to the range? And she said, oh, no, just putting. Let's just putt. And I said, okay.
That's a start.
So there's 10 people in wheelchairs on the putting thing. We've got these little putters that they can hit, you know, and it's...
Oh, that sounds great. It's a good thing.
I mean, I cry every time we do it because they're great people, you know?
Yeah, they are, Ken. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine today and talking about it. Hopefully we can drum up some money for you. And keep up the good work, will you, buddy?
Yeah, and if anybody wants to volunteer, because I need volunteers this year because I'm going to have 40 people this year. So it's crazy.
Well, they can check out the website again. That's
mm-hmm.
what they can do for you. But thanks for coming on, Ken. Keep it up. I appreciate
it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you guys hang on. More coming up. Mile High Magazine.